you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pikeville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You're in touch with that noisy church on the air again, better known as the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple.
Yes.
Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. We certainly thank and praise God for this opportunity to be able to be coming into your homes, your cars, or your places of business. Or wherever you are at this time picking up this radio broadcast, you're in touch with a church that believes God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. And I want you to know today that whatever you need from the Lord, you can get it. Yes, you can get what you need from the Lord. Anything. You can get it without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God.
Yes.
If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle. Some of you today might be sick and suffering. Your bodies might be racked with pain. The doctors might have given you a bad report. My question to you today is, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is still in the healing business. He's still healing the sick. Just as the Bible says, when they brought sick to Jesus Christ, he healed all of them. Yes. Oh, my friends, Jesus loves you, and he wants you to be well also. I'm going to be praying the prayer of faith in just a few minutes. Amen. If you will stretch out on faith and let your faith loose in God, you will get results today, because we serve a mighty God. I come today to tell you, God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but prayer. Yes, God can do anything, anything. The mortgage company might have sent you a notice telling you they're getting ready to foreclose on you, but God can do anything. The same God that made a man can make a $100 bill to go in your pocket, and you don't have to gamble to get it. Yeah, I said it, because our God can do anything. And put money in your pocket, he'll make a way out of no way. Do y'all believe that today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's a God that's able to supply all your needs.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Your back might be up against the wall.
Yes.
You might not know what to do next. You've tried everything, and everything done failed. But I've come today to tell you, God will make a way.
Yes.
Don't fear, don't fret. Put your confidence in the Lord and watch God work for you. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Although you may not have a dime, he'll step right in, right in on time. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I have a Savior that I can tell my troubles through. When I'm burdened and I don't know just what to do, I go to God in secret prayer. He promised me he'd meet me there. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes. Some authority. and tell the devil God will make a way. And when the devil talks back and say, no, he won't, you tell that devil, oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. You might not have no money in your pocket, but yes, he will. You might not have a friend to turn to, but yes, he will. Your loved ones might have disappointed you, but yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. My God will make a way out of no way. Oh, yes, he will. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a hand praise. Remember now, friends, you're listening to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Once again, our location is 2012 Fulton Street. That's where we're holding services every Sunday, 12 o'clock noon, and Thursday nights at 7 p.m. That's 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in Brooklyn, New York. You ought to come on down here. If you're looking for a church where holiness is yet being preached, if you're looking for a church where God is still moving by his power, come on here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Once again, we're located at 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. And this is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton, extending unto you a special invitation to come and be in the service with us. We'd love to see God's people come in and be blessed of the Lord. And we would love to see you come. Amen? Now, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you who have been sending your tithing and your offering. Thank God for that, those precious ones out there in Chicago, Illinois, who are listening to us on the radio station out there in Chicago on Saturdays. Amen. We got a letter from them. We appreciate you sending in. Amen. And those of you who are here in Brooklyn, New York, and Queens, and New Jersey, we thank you for sending in your offerings. Those of you who are listening to us on our station here in the New York City metropolitan area, we appreciate you supporting our ministry. Our precious brother down there in listening to us on our station in Richlands, Virginia, we got your letter, and we're praying for you. Amen, that the Lord will bless you and do what needs to be done in your life. Amen, that he'll turn things around for you, because that's the kind of God we serve. He will do it. Just be determined to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Be determined that I'm going to stick with God. Don't let nobody tear you away from the love of Jesus Christ, because he is your only hope. Amen. Sometimes people get discouraged and get disgusted and say, oh, I'm going to give up, and that's the end of it. But listen, when you turn away from God, you turn away from your last hope. You turn away from your only hope that can really help you. Amen. Everything else might fail you. In fact, everything else will fail you. But Jesus never fails. I said Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. Brother Lawrence, how you know he never fails? I tried him, and he never failed. I tried him, and he never failed. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never. Oh, I feel God right now. Right now, I feel God moving here in the sanctuary. Yes. Oh, I want you to know God is moving right where you are. Oh, yes. Are you sick today? Come nigh to your radio. I'm getting ready to pray right now. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Why are you going to an untimely grave when you can live? Touch the radio as a point of contact. Let's believe God for a miracle in your life. You can be healed today. Right this very moment, God can heal you of that cancer. God can heal you of that heart trouble, that high blood pressure, that sugar diabetes. That blindness, some of you listening to me today, you're blind in your eyes. God can open your eyes back up if you believe it. You might be deaf in one or two of your ears, but God can open up those ears. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Some of you are unable to walk and unable to move. God can put motion back in your limbs that you'll be able to go about on your own. Touch that radio now as a point of contact, and let's believe God. Jesus never fail. Jesus, he never fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Jesus, you are an unfailing God. You're one that we can call on and we'll get an answer. Lord, you're one that has never failed us when we called you. Today, oh God, we pray that you look down upon these that are under the sound of my voice. Some of them, Lord God, are sick and suffering in dire pain, Lord. Some of the doctors have given up because they've done all they could for them, and no medicine will get them well. But Jesus, you're the chief physician, and you're able to deliver, you're able to heal. Right now we ask you, oh God, look down upon them, touch and heal their bodies. We come against the works of Satan and his imps. Satan, take your filthy hands off of these bodies right now. Loose hair and come out. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood against you. I plead the blood against you, you lying devil, what's causing sicknesses and disease. Take your hands off of these bodies. Loose hair and go back to the pit from which you come. Lord God, touch them. Touch these people from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Heal whatever disease or whatever sickness they have. Let them be healed this very same hour. Show your divine power. Cast out devils. Cast out demons. Drive Satan away. In the name of Jesus Christ. We believe you now. We thank you for healing these bodies. Thank you, Lord, for delivering them. Thank you, Lord. This very same hour, let them be healed. Or when they go back to the doctors, let the doctors be amazed at what you've done in their lives. Let them have to change the report. Let them give a good report that they're healed, delivered, and set free. God, we thank you for it right now. We count it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on, give the Lord a hand clap for the healing of his body. Hallelujah. It is done. We believe on the Son. Now, this is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. You might not have felt a thing while I was praying, but listen, my friends, faith is what's getting you healed. Believe the Lord today, you are healed by the power of God. When you go back to the doctor this week, go walking in there expecting him to give you a good report of what the Lord has done for you in Jesus' name. Come on, clap those hands again and praise the Lord. Now we thank God, amen. We're moving on in Jesus' name. I'm watching the clock on the wall, and the clock is swiftly ticking out our time. Amen. Remember, this is the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. We invite you to write us this week. Write me this week and let me know that you've tuned into this broadcast. You were in Chicago. You were in Syracuse, New York. You were in Albany, New York. You were in Richland, Virginia. Amen. You were down in North Carolina. Praise God. Wherever you are, you were here in New York City and New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. Write me this week. Let me know that you're tuning in. Let me know what station you're listening to this broadcast on. We're certainly glad to hear from God's people at all times. Now, my mailing address is P.O. Box 715. That's P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. You can call us. Our phone number is area code 212 406 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. Amen. We ask that you can send a donation to help us keep this radio broadcast coming to you on the radio station that you're listening to. We're not just on your station, but we're on various stations in different parts of the country, reaching out to let folks know that Jesus Christ is yet in the blessing business. Amen. You, like I said earlier in the broadcast, you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. Now, some of you are saying, Brother Lawrence, I can't get to you in Brooklyn, New York. I'm in a distant city. Or you might be saying, Lord, I'm right there in New York City, but I'm not mobile enough to come out to a church. Well, we have prayer cloths that we'll send out to you. If you write me, send for a prayer cloth. We'll send it to you. It don't cost you a dime. We don't charge for prayer cloths. Write me and say, Brother Lawrence, send me a prayer cloth. Amen. And we'll send that prayer cloth to you free of charge. Remember in the Bible days when people were sick, they took aprons and handkerchiefs from Paul and took them to the sick, and the sick was healed. Well, God is still doing the same thing these days. Amen. We got the prayer cloth. If you want one, send for it. Many have been healed and blessed. Folks have gotten even got money just by having this prayer cloth. Send now to me. Send to me P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Now, for those of you who are in Rosedale, New Jersey, we invite you to visit the Community Church of Faith. They're located at 1212 Morris Street near St. George Avenue. That's our bishop, Bishop Nathaniel Wesley, is the pastor there. If you're out in Gary, Indiana, go on over to the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. That's in Gary, Indiana. Elder Edward Butler, Jr. is the pastor. You are up in West Haven, Connecticut, going over to the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor there. You are up in Syracuse, New York, going by the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. If you're down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road, Hazelhurst, Mississippi, Evangelist Ruby Felton is the pastor there. If you're out in Chicago, Illinois, the Greater Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois, Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor. Remember, you're always invited to come and be with us here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where our doors do swing on welcome hinges. Once again, we're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. If you have Cash App, you'd like to send a donation in, and if you have Cash App on your phone, you can send it via the Cash App. Send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. Exodus is spelled just like the second book in the Bible, E-X-O-D-U-S. That's $PayExodus if you have Cash App on your phone. As soon as you push the button, we'll have your offering in the church account. Or you can send your offering via the regular U.S. mail at P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Just for a couple of minutes now, I want you to go with me to the Word of God found in the book of St. Matthew's. St. Matthew's. We want to begin reading at the 14th verse, and we want to read right on down to the 16th verse. Mm-hmm. That's St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, 14th through the 16th verse. And we find the words of the Lord recorded for our reading as thus: Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want to focus on that 16th verse, especially where it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. My question today that I'm asking you, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, what kind of light are you shining? What kind of light are you shining? You know, we have all different colors bulbs nowadays, red bulb, white bulb, yellow bulb, green bulb. In fact, red, yellow, and green is prevalent on our streets. They direct the traffic, control the traffic. Amen. here Jesus was talking to the people, and he was saying, in fact, he was there on the mountain, and he was speaking these words. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And he said, let your light shine. You're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to have a bright light, not no shady light. Some people walk around with purple lights. Purple is a color that they have at the parties and stuff, showing that they're a party person. Some people are walking around with a red light. Their light is red. They go to church, but their light is red, meaning they dangerous. Amen. That's what red stands for. It means dangerous. Amen. And some people, some Christians are dangerous. Some Christians will curse you out and go right on in church and go to speaking in tongues and singing on the choir and preaching behind the pulpit. Those are red lights. Uh-huh. You don't want to be a red light Christian, because a red light Christian eventually going to be discarded because it's not giving out the right kind of light. Jesus said, let your light, you should be that bright light that Jesus gives to you to shine. Amen. You should be a reflection of what Jesus is. When we look at the moon ain't all different colors and stuff. Amen. It's reflecting the sun's light. And the moon, because of the things that's on it, reflects the light and it looks white. Praise God. And you don't see no purple moon and no blue moon. Now, they say they have blue moon stuff, but that's only because of the atmosphere. Sometimes we look in the evening, sometimes the moon looks orange and stuff. That ain't because the moon doesn't change its color. That's because the atmosphere here on the earth, the moisture, whatever it is in the air, that's what make it appear to be orange. But the moon is still shining bright. You as a Christian should always have a bright light, not be a Christian that's got a color that's other than the light that Jesus gave you. Sometimes we find folks walking around, they're not a red light, but they're a yellow light. They got a yellow light that's shining before men. And God can't get glorified when your light is red or yellow. Mm-mm, because as a yellow light, you're cautious. They got to be careful of what they say around you. They got to be careful of what they do around you. They got to be careful that they don't hurt your feelings. They got to be careful. They got to, like, walking on eggshells around you, because you're so quick to fly off. You're so quick to have a conniption fit. You're so quick to say something because you're a yellow light. But that ain't the kind of light Jesus saying, let shine out of you. Some people are green light. Somebody said, oh, that's a good light, Lawrence. Green means go. Green means free. You don't want to be somebody that's free. Everybody can call you to do something. Everybody can pull you from one church to another. Come on over here. There's a prophet over here that's preaching. You need to be over here where the blessings of the Lord is at. And there you go. Come on across town. There's evangelist over there, and she's tearing up the town. And there you go. Don't be a free green light. Don't be a green light that says go, go, go. Amen? Don't be a light that's constantly saying, I'm free, I'm here, take me as I am. No, that ain't the kind of light the Lord wants you to be. He wants you to be that light that he gives you, that bright light, that shining light, that light that is a reflection of him. Remember, you as an individual do not have your own light, just as the moon doesn't have its own.